Well, praise the Lord. Hi, my name is Peter Harvey, and so good to be here with these families. Amen. Hopefully, by the end of the time here, we can all be encouraged that we have not been left out of the Lord's move. I was just considering a bit when I was in college. I was on fire, about as on fire as you could be and still be alive. I was on fire to be a part of the Lord's move, because that was the time that the Lord was opening up Russia. And so I jumped into the FTTA, and I was gospel partners with Crosville.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It was Marine too.
Yeah, he marined me. Well, anyway, later we learned about this thing called blending. And I think that's what we had. We experienced it before the term was popular. But I was in that training because I wanted to be in the center of the Lord's move. Even I heard a prayer when I was in college that really inspired me, which was this: Lord, pick me up and put me in the center of your move my whole life. And it was just, you know, everything else came second. And so I wanted to go to Russia, and I won't tell you the whole thing, but I didn't go. I had a little accident with a table saw and cut off part of my finger, and it was not horrible, but just enough to stay. And so I stayed in Anaheim, and eventually, after 40 plus years of staying in Anaheim, I finally got to take a trip to Romania, and I felt, this is it. And I was on a train chugging along the wilderness of Romania from Bucharest to a city called Arad that had never touched the Lord's recovery, and I was bringing it to him. This was my dream. And a song came to me. What shall we do? We shall go and tell the world of this, right? Saying this in numerous conferences over and over again, and then I realized, I'm doing it. What am I doing? I'm going to tell the world. So anyway, just something in me always wanted to be at the forefront. Always wanted to be at the forefront. Then you have kids, and you get, first you get married, then you have kids. And you have a kind of a thought, am I still at the forefront? Or have I been kind of, am I not? Is it somebody else's turn to be on the front lines now? And this could be rather depressing, that you're in the Lord's recovery, you love the Lord, but you're a spectator. You're a supporter, you're a cheerer, but you're not on the field. Well, saints, oh boy, by the end of this weekend, I hope to convince you all, you are on the front lines. Really, really, you're on the field, you're a starter, you're crucial. You know, I served with junior hires and high schoolers for since 1991, how long is that?
31 years.
Mm-hmm. And now we moved from Anaheim to Texas because I am serving with children. We started this project, I don't know if you've heard about it, called thebibletellsmeso.com. And this was a big move. This was a big change. And there was a lot of fellowship that went with that. I mean, you're serving one way. And to have a move in your service is not a small matter. It's a weighty thing. And one of the reasons why we moved to focus on materials for the kids is because we found some utterance that was released in 1983, where Brother Lee said, you have to see that the children's work, the young people's work, and the college work are all related together as one piece. As one piece. And but in the book, it says one work. One work. So I knew the brother who takes care of the archives of all of the audio. So I called him and I called in a favor. I said, could you look back? Here's the month. Here's the date. Here's the meeting. Could you give me that audio? And about 2 months later, I got a call from him. It's in your inbox. And so I played it. I happened to be at IKEA at the time doing some shopping. And I had my headphones in and I was just about to pay. And he got to the part. You all have to see that the children's work, the young people's work, and the college work are all related together as one piece. That's what he said. That's what he actually, and I said, you know, hallelujah, right there in line at IKEA. Hallelujah, one piece. So I sent it out to everybody. It really is one piece. He said one piece. What does that mean? That means that I'm still serving with high schoolers. In my writing or helping to put together books for preschoolers, I'm still serving with college age. We really got to have a view. We are so encapsulated by our different parts. We got to see the beautiful one piece. And so, saints, you all, as parents, are laboring on that one piece. You're just as much on it as a full-timer on a campus. You are in the work. Okay, I'm going to stop here. But before I do, I'd like to give you maybe what could be considered an overall subject of the whole weekend. Okay, so if you want to write this down, it's not long, but this is where we're headed. It's amazing. Are you ready? It's this. Our families and our children are part of God's wise arrangement for us. Our families and our children are part of God's wise arrangement for us to gain Him and to produce a generation to change the age. Our families and our children are part of God's wise arrangement for us to gain Him and to produce a generation to change the age. Would you like to hear it one more time? Okay. Our families and our children are part of God's wise arrangement for us to gain Him and to produce a generation to change the age. Saints, these little kids that are so cute, right, and all of that, these little ones can be a generation that the world has never seen before. It all depends on how they're produced and perfected. And we may not have a part in the perfecting, but we certainly have a part in the producing. We'll see that it's beautiful how it lays out. So I'm so glad to have a time with both, everybody. And then they have a time with the moms and a time with the dads. So let's produce a generation to change the age. And as it's done, don't worry, you will be gained. You'll see, you'll be gained. The Lord hasn't forgotten you. He'll gain you in a real way, and He'll use your kids to change this age. Okay, I'll stop here if that's okay.